So someone listed as Zoom user, could you please give me your name? There he
Zoom
is.
me.
Thanks, Pat. I was hoping that it might be you.
So we're waiting for Brian and Dale.
Yeah. So I did talk to Brian. He had his wife had a dead car battery out in the driveway during the last meeting. So he is fully planning to join this one.
Something we can all relate to. Was Dale on the committee on the meeting before?
He was not in the
Yes,
last
I'm
one.
on.
He's near here
Yeah,
now.
there you are.
Okay, I'm on board.
Okay.
All right, you do have a quorum, Pat. Or you can give Brian another minute or two.
Okay. Brian Patton, are you going to do the Lemhi River or the City of Hagerman?
I am.
Okay.
Well, really, I'm just going to set the stage and then give it to Travis Thompson
Okay.
on behalf of the city. Pat, I'm thinking maybe it's a couple minutes past the hour.
So let's go ahead and get started. This is the meeting of the Streamflow Enhancement and Minimum Streamflow Committee, meeting number 2-23. Introduction to attendance, Pat McMahon, Chairman. I see Dean Stevenson. Brian Olmsted is not present but expected, and Dale Van Stone is online. Let's go ahead and start with City of Hagerman. Brian Patton, do you want to take that?
Yes, like I said, I will briefly introduce it and then pass it to Travis Thompson on behalf of the City of Hagerman. So this topic involves the City of Hagerman and the Water Resource Board's Billingsley Creek minimum stream flow water rights. Through an agreement with the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation, the City of Hagerman received a portion, 1.4 CFS, of a water right from what is called the Florence Livestock Spring. Florence Livestock Spring is a spring in the Hagerman Valley that flows into Billingsley Creek. Of course, Billingsley Creek is tributary to the Snake River. In 2021, the city applied to the department to transfer one CFS of that right to year-round municipal use. From an irrigation season right to year-round municipal use. In February of 2022, IDWR issued a preliminary order approving the transfer of one CFS, but for the irrigation season only. The city has requested a hearing and has been participating in an informal settlement process with the department, still attempting to change that period of use to a year-round period. The department's primary concern is changing the irrigation right from irrigation season use to year-round use, and the potential injury to downstream water rights on Billingsley Creek, including the board's minimum stream flow water rights. Now, of note, the board did not protest this proposed transfer. The board does hold two minimum stream flow water rights on Billingsley Creek, both of which are potentially impacted by the city's proposal. And they're summarized there, shown in my memo. There's 3608793, which has a 100 CFS year-round use, and then 368596, which has a 135 CFS non-irrigation season use and a 75 CFS irrigation season use. And then that steps down as you go downstream on Billingsley Creek as irrigation diversions are withdrawn. I've also included a hydrograph at the Highway 30 stream gauge, and of note, the wintertime period of that minimum stream flow is not normally met. So the city's proposal would potentially impact that water right a little bit more. So the city's proposal would reduce flows in Billingsley Creek used to meet the minimum stream flow rights by 1 CFS or up to 1 CFS in the winter. Their proposal would also potentially reduce irrigation season diversions by 0.4 CFS, leaving that amount in the stream. Now, in all fairness, there's downstream irrigation diversion. So how much of that 0.4 CFS would make it all the way through the stream is uncertain. As the city goes through its process with IDWR, they would like to ensure that the board does not oppose their proposed transfer. And in fact, the board did not protest this transfer application. And I think the city would also probably appreciate the board's support. So with that, I'm going to pass the baton over to Travis Thompson. And I think he has some other folks on the call as well to help him out here.
You're muted, Travis.
Can you hear me now, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. As Brian explained, I think he gave a good synopsis of where we are. I would just add, from the city's standpoint, they've had this agreement with parks, and part of that agreement was the conveyance of this water right. 38 and a half acres of irrigation will be dried up under the parks property pursuant to this transfer. So using the water for municipal use, there will be an equivalent, I guess, reduction in use from the prior irrigation use. City is looking to add this to their supply. It's a unique situation where they can tie into this spring resource. There's already a diversion structure. There are some other domestic water rights that are used, some stock water rights used from that spring year round. So it's not a change in really infrastructure from the spring. Given the existing moratorium with new municipal water rights, the city's pretty limited in what they can do to acquire new supplies. This is a way to transfer an existing use, retire a portion of that right, as Brian explained, 0.4 CFS that was previously authorized through the irrigation use, and it would just be a maximum 1 CFS through the winter, and likely the summer would be probably the high demand. So I'm not sure how much of that one ultimately they would use over time, maybe grow into that some point in the future. But we're really just seeking some support with the department. This idea, you can see on the minimum stream flow graph that the supply is not there currently. I think typically that right is not met, so any additional use during the winter, the department would say that's a per se injury. We can't approve this permit because of that. So looking at the trade-off, I guess, increasing potential flows in the summer, reducing that consumptive use from the parks property in the summer. You know, do we see some, I guess, trade-off that would benefit the board's water rights at that time when Billingsley Creek flows are typically at their lowest? So that's where we're at. I see Mark Holtzen, engineer with JUB Engineering, that helps the city with this transfer in their water supply, their facilities plan. If he have any technical questions, he certainly could probably answer those. I'd be willing to try and answer any questions board members may have.
I guess what comes to my mind is the significance of trade-off in 0.04 for the summertime flows when it's really needed versus the wintertime minimum stream flow. It seems like a good situation to me. I don't know if anyone has any other thoughts.
Mr. Chairman, this is Brian. So I met with Travis and the Hagerman folks and the engineers, and I really like this proposal. I fished in Billingsley Creek for a long time, but not much recently. But the critical time for those fish is in the summertime when the temperatures get too high and the vegetation gets too thick. And so this reduction in irrigation in the summer is going to be very valuable. And typically in the winter, that stream flows pretty darn clear and cold, and fish have no problem. So from a fishery standpoint, I think it's a real big win for us.
I would suggest that from a municipal standpoint, it's a big win too, just that we need to support the municipalities. They generate quite a bit of income for the state, and something like this should be looked on favorably. Kind of a municipal perspective.
I might add one more point, Mr. Chairman, apologize. We have reviewed existing downstream water rights, at least during the winter, and it looks like those rights, their existing demands are being met. So this wouldn't be a situation, if this transfer were to be approved, that it would be taking water from another user. The only real potential injury would be to that minimum stream flow right, and that's just by the numbers. I guess the comment from the city would be that they think that the values that minimum in-stream flow is meant to protect are, that this transfer would not inhibit those values. I mean, it's not a situation where that flow is being met now. We're going to take it down to a level below because of this transfer. Brian's graph shows where it can be met when it hasn't been met. And if it's just an additional amount in that reach, where I don't know if you could measure the difference at the Highway 30 gauge, but I know it's important for that city. That winter use is pretty critical for their future water supply plans, and unless they're able to go, I guess, purchase an existing groundwater right somewhere, they're pretty limited on what they can and can't do to find additional supplies. And this spring source is a viable new supply that already has a diversion structure and can be incorporated into the city's system.
Brian Patton, what action are we looking for?
Well, that was, Mr. Chairman, a question I had for Travis. As the board did not, you know, protest the city's proposed transfer application, what would the city be requesting of the water board at this time?
I see the next step to be, I guess, Mr. Chairman, Brian, if the board is supportive of what the city is proposing, that perhaps some direction to meet with the department and the city representatives to see if there is a way forward on what the city's seeking. You know, the department has put up, hey, this minimum stream flow is pretty much a prohibition to approving this wintertime use. And if there's a way through that, I guess with the department and the water board, if we can come up with an idea, that's what I'm looking for, at least, you know, to have that next meeting with the department, with somebody from the water board there to at least have that conversation. Because it may be that we can't get there, but if there is a way to get there with some conditions, that's what I'm hoping to get. And if the board has evaluated this and likes the proposal, I guess that's something we could go to back to the department with to have that discussion.
So you think scheduling a meeting would be the next step?
I do, since we're in this informal process with the department, at least having somebody from the water board, if it's Brian, anybody else, welcome to join, but at least have that further discussion with them to see if we can get to a next step of authorizing that winter season of use.
Mr. Chairman Brian, so I'm assuming, Mr. Chairman, that we want to make a recommendation to the full board. Or, I mean, do we want to make a recommendation that to the full board to support this process, or just to get to the a further meeting? I don't know how to make the motion, I guess.
Pat, this is Jeff. I would suggest that maybe the step would be is for this committee to ask staff to go with the applicant, with Travis and whoever he's taking, and meet with department personnel and express an interest by the board to allow this transfer to occur and find out what we need to do, and then come back with a report to the full board.
Thank you, Jeff.
Mr. Chairman, I would make that motion then, that we assign staff to start working with Travis on this application, and then I think we go to the full board also in January and see if we can't get them to, you know, to get a full board recommendation that we do wish that they can work with the applicants on this, get this accomplished.
Okay, I've got a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second. This is Dean.
Thank you, Dean. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? So I would call for a vote in support of Brian's motion. All in favor, signify by aye.
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 Is that everybody?
My call for any opposed.
What's that?
You may ask if anybody's opposed, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, anybody opposed? Sorry. I didn't hear from Dale. Well, hearing no opposition and all in favor voting said aye. I think we move this forward. Okay, thank you. That's everybody. Okay, does that conclude this item?
It does, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so next we'll move on to the Lemhi River Settlement McFarland Minimum Streamflow Water Right, and we'll turn this over to the ever capable Amy Castle. Amy?
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This afternoon, I have a draft resolution for your review and recommendation for approval by the full board. This pertains to the Lemhi River at McFarland minimum stream flow exercise. Just a quick reminder, the Lemhi River Basin Comprehensive Settlement Agreement was inked back in February of 22. 2022, it set forth a legal process for irrigators in the Lemhi River Basin who divert high flow to perfect their high flow water rights. Parties to the agreement included various Lemhi Basin water users, the Water Board, the Department of Fish and Game, and the Idaho Office of Species Conservation. Board members may recall back at the September board meeting here in Salmon, you had a pretty thorough update from myself, other members of board staff, and then several water users providing updates on the elements of the settlement. And then that afternoon of work session, we also had a field trip to the Lemhi River at McFarland Gauge, and board members had the opportunity to see for themselves that reach of the river, where the minimum stream flow is and where we are quantifying it. One element of the settlement agreement was to approve a steering committee charter, implementation committee charter, and members list. That was approved back in March of 23. That steering committee met, real quick, the steering committee consists of water users from both in the Lemhi Irrigation District and outside the Irrigation District, includes staff from Idaho Fish and Game, staff from Idaho Office of Species Conservation, and then of course, the chairman of that committee, as you know, is yourself, Chairman McMahon. So we met at the Salmon Field Office on December 5th and discussed various aspects of the settlement, and specifically in what the resolution before you pertains to are essentially three different elements, three different steps the steering committee thinks are important to take before the board exercises the McFarland minimum stream flow. You may recall during my update, you learned that the McFarland exercise in 2023 was canceled due to concerns over potential higher flows and potential flooding. So because of that, we had to kind of take a step back and get a sense of, what we need to do in order to move forward with a McFarland exercise. So there's three aspects I'd like you to consider today and that are really the crux of the resolution. So the first thing is the stream flow maintenance water rights have a due date. The applications have a due date of July 1st of 2024. So this coming summer. So those will not be permitted until some period of time after that due date, and when the department has the chance to review all those and issue permits. So that is one step that needs to be completed. The second step is establishment of a McFarland minimum stream flow effectiveness. We're calling it an effectiveness monitoring program. So as you know, based on that field trip back in September, the goal of the McFarland pulse flow is to flush the overlying fine sediments and mobilize stream bed material to restore and enhance fish habitat. So we know that's the intention, but we need to have a program in place to collect some data and then develop a monitoring program so we can determine if we are indeed meeting the intended goals of the McFarland minimum stream flow. And then finally, the third step is, again, due to that canceled 2023 exercise, it became clear that it's important to have a better understanding of this increased flow during the exercise and potential effects. Mr. Chairman, you were at that meeting, of course, and you recall that we as the steering committee discussed the idea of an up to 3-year pause while we sort out those three steps. In the resolution, the draft resolution I have before you today, I don't really, it's not explicitly written that 3-year pause. What I've done instead is basically, if you look at starting at line 53, which is really the meat of the resolution, everything is pretty much just historical context. I line out those three steps that I've just gone over. As far as, you know, needing to meet those three steps before the board officially exercises, what I am asking, and I'd like your input and other committee members or board members, if they have any suggestions or ideas, water users can, during this period of time, while we figure out those three steps and complete those three steps, they can still, of course, voluntarily cease their high flow delivery in order to meet the McFarland minimum stream flow. That voluntary exercise may occur, you know, during this period of time that we need to resolve these three steps. And what I'm asking today in this resolution is, if those water users should choose to do that collectively and voluntarily, that exercise should be counted towards the 2 in every 5 years rolling period that they are asked to meet the McFarland minimum stream flow. So that's really, like I said, this is a draft. If there are some members of the committee or the board that have some additional thoughts or suggestions, we can, of course, I can tweak this before this goes to the full board. But today what I'm asking is a review and a recommendation of this resolution. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I can stand for any questions.
Thank you, Amy. Does anyone have questions for Amy?
Amy, this is Brian Olmsted. So the evaluation, the monitoring and evaluation of the program, you can't do that unless we hit one of those flows, can you? Or is this something you could do even starting this year with the
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Olmsted, yeah, that's a good question. What we'd like to do with this effectiveness monitoring program is start to collect baseline data, get a sense of, you know, how much sediment we really do have in that reach in various, we're going to identify a couple of monitoring locations, collect some baseline data, and then, you know, hopefully within, you know, this year, the next couple of years, we can have that pulse flow and we can see the, you know, is this, what are conditions post pulse flow? So get those preconditions, get some post conditions, start to develop an effectiveness monitoring program. So yeah, we can definitely, as soon as we can get in there and start collecting that data, identifying those monitoring locations. We're going to work with Carter Borden of Center Consulting. We'll continue to work with him. And then Ryan McCutcheon, who is a staff hydrogeologist with the department, who does a lot of work up here in the Lemhi. He is willing to be the one primarily collecting and evaluating that data. So I hope that answers your question. Yes, we will start this spring collecting data for the effectiveness monitoring program.
Just a little follow-up, and we might have covered this when we were up there, but do you already have, so you've got Carter, you've got staff and budget to do this monitoring work starting out?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Olmsted, we do.
Thank you, that answers my question.
Any other questions for Amy?
So Mr. Chairman, Brian, again to you. Are we ready for a motion then to send a due pass recommendation to the full board on this resolution?
Yes, I believe we are, Brian.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
This is Dean. I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, aye.
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 Dale? Is there any opposed? Motion carries. Any further discussion? Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee and the board.
We have other items on is the next agenda item. Brian, do we have any other items?
Not from our end, Mr. Chairman.
Any of the board members have other items?
Mr. Chairman, this is Dean. I don't.
Thank you, Dean.
Brian O's good.
Okay. Then I guess we can adjourn. Is that a vote or is that just an adjournment?
Yeah. It would be best if somebody made a motion. Yeah.
This is Dean. I'll make a motion and we adjourn.
Second.
Brian. Is there any further discussion? All in favor for adjournment, signify by aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amy.
Better than the last one.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Yes, we'll see you all next year.
Yes, you will. Thank you.